No Jumper, the coolest podcast in the world, and we about to break this down brick by brick. I cussed the first little but we don't have to edit it. We about to break it down brick by brick. We got my boy in the building, super producer.
Ambassador journalist.
It goes on and on. He's into the politics. He's into the producing. He's like a very awesome friend of mine. This is Good Perry, man.
What's going on? I've been chilling. I just been working on Joe San, working on my music, hella stuff. As far as like music, I got some stuff I've been working on recently. I've been getting together. I've been shooting hella videos, and I'm actually excited to drop something in 2024. So something big coming in 2024 for sure. Oh. For me musically and for Joe San.
Like, yeah.
It's things that we got planned.
So what is Joe San? Like, you talking about Joe San, what is this Joe San thing that you...
So I'm going to start from the beginning as far as like to explain what Joe San is and what's going on and what direction we are going in now. So a lot of people... when they refer to the current monarchy or the current people who rule Joseon,
yeah,
they consider them the king and queens of Korea, right?
Yeah,
but really, it's not.
So, what is Joseon? Is what is Korea and Joseon? Hey, let's start. Let's do the background on Joseon first. How about what is Joseon like? What is it? It's an empire. It's a country. What is it like? Where does it originate from?
Well, Joseon is the monarchy,
the origin,
that ruled over the peninsula of Korea before Korea was there.
Yeah.
So before Korea was named Korea, it was a place called Joseon. That was the name of the family, the monarchy that ruled over that space.
Okay.
Where Korea is.
So now moving forward, you're back to where
So
you're
then going. Korea, Joseon gets finished in 1392. Right.
Uh-huh.
It was the longest dynasty on the Korean Peninsula, like that's ever been there. I think it's the longest dynasty in like human history type, like bigger than the Roman Empire.
Yeah.
But so fast forward a little bit, the Korean War, right? America comes through. They start the Korean War against communism. They split the country in two, right? North Korea, South Korea, completely do away with Joseon. Right.
Yeah.
And so, but the family, the monarchy that ruled over, they got treaties with all kinds of countries,
yeah.
Commerce, trade, all these kinds of treaties.
Yeah.
And a lot of these treaties say in perpetuities, which means forever.
Yeah.
So it means that they're still like the members of Joseon are still considered sovereigns.
Yeah.
Like they're still considered their own people, their own country, things of that sort. So, we come up to now. With the current king and prince, King Isuk and Prince Andrew Lee.
Yeah. Which is a close friend of ours.
Yeah. A close friend of ours, a great friend of ours. King Isuk, who was born in Korea, met Andrew, who's a descendant of his. Well, they're like far descendants, but they're he passed
same
on,
family tree.
Same family tree.
Yeah.
He passed on the kingship to Andrew.
Yeah.
And Andrew had this great idea of wanting to recapture the sovereignty and not just use it for the family's uses, but to actually give it back to the people in a way. So, which is why you can come and join Joseon now as whatever citizen you are or wherever you are in the world. And actually be a part of this ecosystem of people we got going on. And it's not just like, sovereign nomads. Like, it's not nothing like that. Like, even though sovereign nomads do find interest in Joseon because of what it is.
Yeah.
But it's for anybody who has a passion for anything or wants to see something beyond where they are now. And they're held down by the limitations of the laws against businesses in the countries that they at.
Yeah.
And you can come to Joseon and basically register a business into Joseon and then freely do what with your company, what you want, whether it be like, for examples, like say you dropping a song, right?
Yeah.
You want to drop a song. You can, and there's no way for you now, like as an American citizen, for you to be like, all right, I want to sell off pieces of this song. These people are going to be able to help me fund this song. Like, unless you open up a GoFundMe or something.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly. So what Joseon allows you to do, it allows you to have IPO benefits without IPOing, like without having to like go through the process of building like a company up to a large company and then becoming a large business. You could just do it from the beginning.
Yeah.
And so say if you got a couple of y'all believe in this, y'all can go ahead and like put it out, start getting the funding for it and get moving with
and
whatever
put
y'all
it
got
out
going
through,
on.
Through Joseon. Yeah.
Exactly.
And what, like, so what coin would you use in order to purchase this? So like, how does it, cause I don't want to even skip because I'm going to skip over some, cause I know what you're talking about, but I can't, I got to pretend that I don't right now. So, okay. And I'm like interested in diving into that because that is a new platform that we are offering to people, where you can sell shares of your music through Joseon. Mm-hmm. Like we're definitely, that's the way that we're breaking into hip hop.
Yeah.
But okay. So now that we have what Joseon is, like, so where does this cryptocurrency come into play? Like,
Okay. So Joseon, because it is considered a nation, we had to create our own currency, right? But instead of creating like a paper dollar or a coin or something, we just decided to not make any physical fiat currency and just completely make it digital.
Yeah.
And just use the Joseon Mun as our fiat currency for Joseon, the country. So, and if you, to go back to your other question, for example, if you were to drop a song and then you were to make it underneath a coin, you can actually coin your own coin, like make your own coin underneath the Joseon coin within the blockchain.
Yeah, yeah.
Call it whatever you want. Yeah. Like people can come and can go and like buy into it, like everything, whatever you would want. But Joseon is just being the backbone.
The backbone,
of everything
that's
built off of.
Yeah, it's like the Ethereum family and the Bitcoin family. Yeah,
exactly.
It's multiple coins up under that umbrella.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right. Yeah. So to be recognized as a country, you had to go through.
I had to
certain obstacles.
Yeah.
And first and foremost. All that. Let's start here. How the fuck did a black man get in charge of the Korean? And then we'll get into that because I like tilt my hat off to you and I tilt my hat off to Andrew Lee for always reaching out and dealing with the people that he doesn't have to.
Because
he doesn't need us to go forward at all, but he definitely sees potential in certain individuals and he's not afraid to. Yeah, I mean, give him a shot. So how did you get in your position and what did you have to go through to get Joseon recognized as a country?
It's a funny story. I can start from the beginning as far as like how I met Andrew and how everything went down and then how I began like becoming a part of Joseon and everything.
Yeah.
So at the beginning, I actually was just at home playing World of Warcraft, right, on my computer. And he was just somebody that I would hop in Discord with and we would just play World of Warcraft like at the
game,
like literally just
peace,
playing
peace,
World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
Playing World of Warcraft. We was talking in Discord and he was like, we was just talking about like where everybody lived, I think, one day. And then he was like, I was like, yeah, I live in LA. Like, what's this called? He was like, oh, you live in LA? He was like, I live in LA. He was like, we should link up. Like, type. And I started linking up with him when I pulled up. It was like a crazy situation. You
crazy,
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was a crazy situation.
Let's start there. Google Andrew Lee's mansion. What are you talking about? It's crazy. It's like three castles on one lot.
Okay.
But I hate to put my big dog out there like that. But you can Google. It's all public record.
Yeah, yeah. But I started pulling up, and we would just play World of Warcraft at his crib. Like, every like once in a while I come pull up.
This is computer. Before gaming PCs.
No, nah, this was during gaming PCs. This but is I had a gaming laptop. Like yeah. I had a gaming laptop. This okay. was like
because my brother and them, they've been playing like it was not Call of Duty. What was the other one you played on the computer? It was before gaming PCs. You juiced your computer up for it.
World of Warcraft?
No,
not World of Warcraft.
It was League something else. They used to have tournaments and all that for this.
Halo?
No,
Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike.
Yeah, that's it.
Counter-Strike, bro. Yeah, Counter-Strike, that's the original. Yeah, the Counter-Strike. So, yeah, like, before the gaming PCs, you remember you just used to, like, juice your desktop up and, like, play that. My brother used to get his ass whooped for that. I never got into that. But he used to be, like, stealing money, going to turn.
Juicing up his
No, he knew how to do that. Himself, he was going to tournaments, but he actually win. Like he had to, yeah.
Oh man, he was hardcore.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I do know, like that. That whole world is a different world. So you guys met up gaming, you start pulling up. What's going on?
I started pulling up, and we was just gaming at his crib every once in a while for a while, and then we started, he was always talking about this Joseon thing. Like, it wasn't even something that was initially, like, brought to my attention at first. But he was, after, like, hearing more and more about it, I started asking. I was like, what is that? He was like, I'm actually, like, I'm a member of this sovereign nation called Joseon. And I was like, really? And I knew what sovereign nations and stuff was, but I never, like, knew someone who was, like, actually in it or, like, had any say-so in anything as far as that. But, I was asking him more questions, and after asking him more questions and seeing where he wanted to take it and seeing what his ideas was and his reasoning for doing it, like, it really intrigued me. So I was like, let me see what I could do to, like, help with this and whatnot. He was like, yeah, we could figure out something for you to, like, help and do, like, for sure. So I started, like, contacting people from different countries and, like, meeting up with ambassadors and certain other members of, like, cabinets and things of that sort.
Yeah.
And I just started off going.
What's a cabinet?
A cabinet is like a ministry. Like, for example, you got a minister of defense, you got a minister of interior.
Like, this is for the viewers like me that don't understand. Know. You get what I'm saying? So
the cabinet is the immediate people that the leader of a country chooses to help him, like, lead that country. That's okay. What a cabinet is.
So in America, that would be
like the Minister of Defense, or like Condoleezza Rice was.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right. Cool. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Now I understand.
Yeah. So yeah. I started like reaching out to these people and like it with the thought of Joseon in mind. Of course, I was like helping out with it, and we just started going from there, and then we got a treaty in July with Antigua, which was fire, because it was like we had already had an agreement with them for a while, they finally signed off on the treaty in July, which made us the first UN nation recognized sovereign nation. Not even just a sovereign nation, but a cyber nation, a nation that doesn't hold any physical land.
Yeah.
So that we don't step on nobody's
no
toes.
Country.
There's no country that has that either.
But like, we're in the metaverse.
Occupy a digital space completely. So we don't step on nobody's toes. We don't mess with any other countries, like, definition of sovereign or whatever.
So the trip to Antigua.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. How did that go? Who'd you go with?
I went by myself. Yeah.
You're a soldier, bro.
Yeah, it was crazy. Because
I were the fuck that. We having a political conversation, but
It was fire.
I know that you probably got a girl, but I'm saying, how did they look? How were they?
Bro, the people there are beautiful. Like, I think all the island nations, bro, you need to tap each and every single one of them.
Come on, man.
Because it's like a crazy array of, like, beautiful people there. Like, it'd be like these people that look like black but got a little Indian in them. Yeah. Like, where is that?
Yeah, that skin complexion is crazy, right? Like, yeah.
It's crazy. But nah, Antigua was fire. Even seeing the people there, like my parents are from Haiti. I've been to Haiti a couple of times. But yeah. So I assumed that most countries in the Caribbean were really third world. But this place was like they got a Nobu over there.
Yeah.
They got a Nobu over there.
Oh, it's cracking over there.
Yeah, it's fire over there. Yeah. It's fire over there. So yeah. Antigua's pretty fire.
So you go stay at the ambassador, embassy or where did you stay?
I went to the embassy every day.
Yeah.
Well, not the embassy. I went to where they hold Senate, where they hold Congress over there.
Oh, yeah.
Parliament.
You went to Capitol Hill every
day.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. So I went there every day, and I had meetings with ministers, the prime minister, just going through. I can't, go too in detail.
No. Just step by step what you experience. I don't care about
it. Sure.
I do care, but I don't. Certain treaties are treaties for a reason. They're not meant to be public. I mean, they're probably public, but let them do their homework.
Yeah, exactly. But I was just negotiating that for days, meetings upon meetings, drafts. And I just went there. I handled that. And then finally on July 11th, they signed a formal treaty with us. And it's been fire since then.
Yeah. So basically, I hate going over shit like this. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's good. We're not even gonna go into these. because I covered all that already. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, yeah. I didn't even look at that shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like, So it's crazy because where you started, this is I did the interview in reverse formation for a reason because I go to let everybody think that you're this nerdy political dude, what I mean? But where did this shit start? They say that you were a producer for Lil Yachty. So where did Good Perry even start at? Where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia for sure. I actually
tell them to turn that TV down.
What I would be most prominent for is probably producing a lot of Lil Yachty's early albums, his first couple of albums, a lot of his early hits. So I came up that was when I was 18, and I've been outside ever since. I don't even know. I've just been out looking, finding something to be good at and somewhere to apply it.
When you say first hits, what
One Night, Wanna Be Us, the whole Lil Boat album,
how was the recording process of One Night? One Night's a hell of a record. Then seeing it blow up, how was the recording process? What did you guys?
Well, I wasn't actually there when he recorded it. I remember he asked me for a beat one day. And I just texted him one. I made one real quick in the car, and then I texted it to him. And then he sent me back a song later that the next day. But at this time, nobody was hopping on my beats anyways. So he was the only nigga who was texting me back song and be like, I made some fire. So I thought it was fire.
Yeah.
But whenever we played it for people, people didn't gravitate to it as much. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I thought it was fire though. But it was we put it out in the summer. And then it was July, August, October. No, it's July, August, September, October, November. December is when traction starts to pull up.
Yeah.
And we're we're waking up and it's 100, 200,000 new plays on it. We're what's going on? What's
Yeah, why are they fucking with it now?
Out of nowhere. Yeah. And then, after December of that year, next year, we was basically just on the run. We wasn't even home half the time after that.
So you were a part of the boat? What did they call
it?
Yeah,
it was the sailing team at the time. I know now he got the Concrete Boys. But
Yeah. You were a part of the sailing team.
Yeah.
So what position were you in life when you first met Yachty? What were you doing? Were you in college?
Nah, I wasn't in college. I was just, at the time, Atlanta had a scene. sometimes I see it in other places too, but like basically when like a bunch of young niggas who's like, some niggas is in college, some niggas ain't, but like the ones that's like still in the fields, like we all grouped up because we just fresh out of high school,
yeah,
but like we're not all from the same high school, yeah, but like we all just so happen to go to the, yeah, same places, so, yeah, we all just started grouping up,
like the
up,
young, like, hipster squad.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So I actually met him at a party, and then after that, that's like, it was through my homie Nestle.
Yeah.
I don't know if y'all, but a niggas from Atlanta would know.
Let's go
Nestle
pick
is.
Up in your mic.
Oh, my bad.
Nah, I'm just letting you know. Mm. Well, about to say, yeah. So, you're in college, you're a hipster. Were you in college, or were you just one of the
I was in college for like a month or two.
So you're from Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah, Atlanta, Georgia. Well, nah,
are you from Brunswick?
Nah, I'm not from Brunswick.
Because Brett's from Brunswick.
Nah,
so,
you're not,
yeah,
from Brett from Savannah. I'm from
Savannah. Yeah, that's Savannah, what I meant to say. Yeah. My boy from Brunswick.
Yeah.
My bad.
I'm from actually I guess you would say Clayton County, Henry County. Like, because
yeah,
I went to like middle school in
Mount
Clayton
Zion.
County. Yeah. No, nah, I went to
No, I'm
Monkey's
saying, but
Mill.
You down,
yeah,
that way, by,
yeah, down
Mount
that way,
Zion,
right
exit,
off Mount Zion Road,
yeah, yeah,
Noah's,
yeah,
Ark,
yeah,
Road type,
yeah,
shit. Yeah,
all that shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went to Monkey's Mill Middle, and then I went to Dutchtown High School.
Yeah.
In high school, and which is in Henry County, which is just the county below.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, right Clayton. Below, yeah, Clayco. Yeah.
Yeah.
Already, I'm hip today.
Yeah, yeah.
So how did you get up to the city, like? Mm. Even though it's only like a 20-minute drive, it's like living in the valley.
No,
nah,
it's a 40-minute drive from Henry. It's a 40-minute,
yeah,
drive from Henry. Because I,
yeah,
lived off exit 221. Like, 221,
yeah,
I don't know, like, I consider like the first couple of like downtown exits, like after Hartsfield.
Yeah.
So that's like 270. It's a bit
it's
away.
A, yeah, 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 yeah. I never looked at it like that because I used to drive from Eagles Landing all the way to the city every day. So.
Ooh. That's the drive too. Easily.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. Yeah, I had a little chick that lived down there, so I used to be, you know, in and out that motherfucker. So you make it up to the city, you meet Lil Yachty at a party, like a hipster joint.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean?
I wouldn't say it was hipster at the time, but I guess we were hipsters.
I mean, yeah, considered to a gangbanger, like considering that, yeah, like. Considering me being a gang member, it's like I look at you guys as hipsters, like the little cool kids. You know what I'm saying? It's not like hippie, but it's like the little cool kids that stay out of trouble, but they still hip, like,
yeah,
to what's going on to the streets.
Mm, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, I was about to say, are you and Yachty still on good terms?
Yeah, yeah. I just talked to him the other day. Although, like, how would I say? Like, we don't talk to each other, like, often, but like I do hit him up every once in a while. I'll be like, yo, what you doing? Like, what's this called? I seen you was over here. I was over here.
Yeah,
like stuff like that.
I just
that.
Seen him at Complex Con.
Oh yeah, he was at Complex Con.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you go through any turmoil at the time, or do you or not?
Turmoil with him?
Yeah,
nah.
like did
not
you guys
really.
Like over the selling team, did the selling team get any type of turmoil to where you guys weren't seeing eye to eye for a second and now you coming back around? And you're just cool now?
I don't think it necessarily was ever turmoil. Like, a lot of people do assume that.
Yeah.
But I think it was just because I'm 1 year older than him. So, like, I've always been, like, the type of person who, like, always wanted to, like, I never had my own crib, like, while I was coming up at the time. So I wanted to, like, go live in my own house, like, go do this, go do that.
Yeah.
So I guess as I was getting older, I kind of just, like, grew apart. In that sense. So, like, I was staying in my crib more. Like, I wouldn't come out. I wasn't trying to, like, what's this called? Like, I was trying to enjoy my things, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And other people probably viewed it as you being fake. And
yeah,
being
exactly, exactly.
I get
exactly,
exactly what you're
exactly.
talking about. I get it. Yeah. So, it wasn't really turmoil. It was more like of a growth thing.
Yeah,
like, you know
because
I mean?
we always, like, even if it was years where it was light contact, it was still contact in some shape or form. It's never been like a fuck you, bro. Like a I don't fuck with you, bro. Like we never like hit each other like that.
So, did him taking a break from music for a second affect you producing for him, or is it like us like just growing apart now is just new people around and you guys don't have those type of conversations.
I don't think he ever has taken a break from music. Like, I think he's recording every single day, like if he gets a chance, for sure. But if
but it was a period where there was no Yachty songs in rotation. Like, you got to think, like, it has been a period where, I don't know, I thought Yachty was in jail for a second. Shit.
Really?
I'm just saying, like, it got to that point. Like, when is he 20, like, right after COVID, maybe?
I wasn't hanging around him as much.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he went blank for a second. There was no Yachty albums dropped for sure. Because Yachty doesn't have an album every year to date.
I see what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah, so it's like he kind of took a break off the rap scene. I think he was enjoying money and fighting cases and living life. He always been on the scene, but it's like.
Fighting cases? You think he was fighting cases?
He had the gun cases. Didn't he have a gun case?
Nah, I don't think so.
Yachty had a gun case? Can we pull it? Go ahead.
I don't think so.
Little Yachty gun case.
No way. Look it up. Let me see.
I think he had one too.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You gotta look that up. I don't wanna be like a fucking misinformer. It's not popping up anywhere.
I don't see nothing. Yeah.
That's crazy. I thought they caught him with some guns a long time ago.
I don't think so.
Cause it was like before he was able to tote. He was supposed to have rifles, and I think he got caught with handguns before he turned 21 or some shit.
Nah. All
right. Well, I was wrong. I was wrong.
That's surprising.
Jeez, my bad. I don't mean to put that rep on you. You know what I mean? So, what's your, like, relationship with the rest of the selling team, and what is, like, the original pack? Like, who did that consist of, and who's still around Yachty today?
I don't know. I wouldn't have no idea. But like, as far as my relation with like the original, like, or the pack, the sailing team, like a lot of them was Yachty's friends, like his friends prior to like, what's it called? Like, I would say like, instead of it being like the way around of like I was the new guy.
Yeah.
I was the new guy at the time. So, like, I was being invited to, like,
It wasn't, like, a pack of friends that y'all came up together. Oh, all right.
So, that
explains most of the, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People probably thought that you were, like, a day one type, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you would consider it day one if we was, like, we was 16, 17 at the time.
Yeah. Well, it says here, Lil Yachty arrested for driving over 150 miles. So he had a, reckless driving case. All right.
He got caught with guns and drugs at that time when they raided the house.
Exactly. I knew
that. Oh, I did not
know
that.
That's what I was just about to say.
I had no idea, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. But, yeah, I just thought you know about that shit. I remember it was something about guns and drugs. I mean.
September 2020.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep. That was right when I guess I was watching TMZ a lot at the time. I was in jail still.
Oh,
I was incarcerated. Oh, so all the news that came on TMZ, I was already hip to, I guess.
Yeah, and TMZ crazy.
I got one more that I had down.
TMZ is super crazy. You know what's crazy? Like, I don't know if Burberry will say anything.
Hold on. That's what I said. I got one more I want to ask you. What happened with the lawsuit with Burberry?
Okay.
That's exactly where I was going.
So Burberry, I think this all spurred from that song with Kylie Jenner. Like, it wasn't, because I wasn't getting hit up by Burberry before that dropped or anything like that. Like, I was just chilling, some kid chilling in the crib, and then all of a sudden, like, I get, like, they sent a box.
What song with Kylie Jenner?
It's called Beautiful Day.
Okay.
It's called Beautiful Day. It's a song with Kylie Jenner. It's got Kylie Jenner, Justine Skye, and, oh my gosh, what was it?
I didn't know Kylie Jenner had a song.
A lot of people don't know. I think I'm the only person to have a song with Kylie, but.
That's crazy.
But, yeah, it was Kylie Jenner, Justine Skye, and what's that Woods girl?
Jessica.
No, not Jessica.
The black girl that used to be around. Yeah. I forgot her name.
Yeah,
but her old best friend.
Yeah, exactly. We was just like, me and Yachty was just in the studio one day, and we was recording a song, and they just walked in and they heard the song, and just they was like, "Yo, can we hop on it?" I was like, "Yeah, but hell yeah, y'all can hop on it. No question." But yeah, so I think the turmoil and the reason Burberry came after me was because a lot of people assumed that Kylie Jenner said nigga on that song, but she didn't. It was the other two black girls like that was on the song, but they thought she said the N-word, right? So that's what got a lot of turmoil out of it. So after that song dropped, a couple days later, I get a box to my door, and it's filled with binders. Like, I open it up, it's filled with binders. It's like, yo, this is, you must be present for the Supreme Court in New York. Like, was it all this, that, and forth? It had pictures of me wearing Burberry, like Burberry print next to, like, some other print that I was wearing. Like, it had, like, every instance that I had ever taken a picture, said Burberry, or used in any reference.
Wow.
Like, it was binders of this, right? And then they were like, yeah, you have to appear in Supreme Court in New York for this.
But how did you even get a relationship with Burberry? Like, what did...
Well, the Burberry Perry came from... I used to wear this Burberry scarf around town, and my name is Perry. So, like... One day somebody, well, I think it was Nestle who started calling me that. He was like, oh, that's funny. Burberry Perry started calling me that.
Yeah.
And then he started calling me that more and more often. And other people started grabbing that from him and started calling me that. So then I would just go around town and everybody would just call me Burberry Perry instead of like Perry at the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's how I got coined. I didn't even choose it. I actually didn't like the name at first, but everybody kept telling me I should have ran with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they hit me. They hit
so
me.
So you were going by Burberry Perry at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
As a producer.
Yeah.
So the song with Kylie Jenner comes out, then you get hit with binders.
Yeah, binders, yeah.
Okay, and what's their problem with this?
Their problem is that they sent me a cease and desist. I didn't respond to the cease and desist, right? I just, like, posted it on Instagram and put, like, laughing emojis.
Yeah.
And they was like, oh, all right, we finna get this nigga with the binders now. So they sent me the binders. But their problem was, like, they basically assumed that I was selling something in likeness with Burberry or doing something. Like, I was using their likeness too much. It was basically that.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah.
Instead of fucking sponsor you.
Yeah, yeah.
They want to sue you.
Yeah, yeah, they wanted to sue you.
And but this is over the song. Why? What did
that's
you
what
think
I was going to say. Yeah, I think they wanted to sue me specifically because they thought Kylie said the N-word on the song and there was so much bad press around it. They was like, yeah, we got to distance ourselves from this. So they was like, let's cut this nigga out of the equation. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's what they did.
Yeah.
And so, like, and it's not even no hard feelings about it because, like, I even... From time to time, like D. Pascal, like the Burberry lawyer, like I'll email him and be like, "What's up? Like, what's going on? Like, how y'all doing?" Then he'll like respond. He'll be like, "Oh, we've been all good." So it's like not even no hard feelings. Hopefully something can be worked out down the road.
You know they all come back around.
yeah.
You wouldn't mind him in a Burberry suit while he signed them treaties, man. Yeah, you know what
exactly,
I mean?
Exactly.
Like Burberry Perry, man. Be on the lookout. Like at that point, like, did you feel like you made it? Like, damn, I made it. Like, Burberry is suing a nigga. Like, this is, like, history in the making.
Well, I didn't feel like I made it. Here's when I felt like I made it at some point was that's why it was funny when you brought up the TMZ. Like, you was just watching TMZ in jail. So Burberry, and this is how I know this is what they did. They had a marketing budget to try and make fun of me online, right?
Oh,
they put out an article through TMZ, says, Burberry Perry, you're 300 years late to your name, lacking originality. Like that's what they put as the what's it called, and then they put a picture on me on the front page of TMZ.
Oh, wow, bro. So they paid for that. You're 300 years.
All of a sudden, I got hella Instagram followers coming in. Like, I was like, what's going on? Like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
It worked in your favor, though. Come on. Y'all so lame that y'all think I'm some type of big ass, super producer star that y'all really turned me up.
Exactly,
bro. Yeah, because I'm like, at that point, I'm like, fuck it, take the good with the bad. Fuck Burberry. I would have posted my next post. I would have been burning everything Burberry in my shit.
That's what I went down. That was my whole process, bro. I went down. I burned all my Burberry shit.
Yeah,
let's go. I did all.
Yeah.
I was on that shit.
He was on that. You should have dropped the Burberry diss track.
I did too. I dropped the Burberry diss track, but didn't say Burberry.
At all. The checkered boys.
Yeah.
Colored the fucking stripes. The brown stripes.
Oh, God.
Man. So, like, now with the music going on, like, have you hopped into artistry? Have you, like, are you rapping it right now, have you been doing both?
Well, I've been doing both, because even on to go back to Yachty stuff, like I was also like featured on a lot of the songs, so I was rapping and producing at the same time. But I will admit that was the time when I started rapping, like,
cause, yeah,
like, I wasn't like rapping before, like I was just like doing things on the computer. But as of now, like I've dropped like how many tapes? I've dropped a couple tapes. All of them have done pretty well.
Yeah.
And it's like I can't complain about nothing that's been going on. I've been working on new music, and it's been really fire, because like I got a sense of cohesion, or like a sense of like I could see what I'm doing now.
You found your character.
Yeah, exactly. Ooh, you put it right on the nose.
Your character.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what you're rapping for.
So it's fire. I'm working on these new videos. I'm working on some new like ways of creating content that I think would be appreciated in a musical aspect, because like, you know how, like, for example, like you make a video, like a lot of people, like they'd be like, oh, I got a fire song, I gotta shoot the video for this. I'm thinking
no treatment.
No, what's it called? Let's go shoot it. Which is fire.
Sometimes.
Yeah, it's fire sometimes. Yeah exactly. It's got its uses. But I also like, I've been doing like these real like curated, thought out videos of things where it's like not necessarily movies, but like shorts that are better digestible with the music that I make, because I wouldn't even know what category to put it in, like the kind of music I make. But
so definitely you taking full control of what you got going on, rapping it, sleeping on it, dreaming about it,
exactly,
bringing a vision to life. Cause that's what I gotta do for like my next visuals. I'm getting old, so it's like, all right, they want me to keep rapping, I'm gonna keep rapping, but I'm not about to keep running gun and doing all, you know what I'm saying? This shit has to be something, or they can just have it.
Yeah, but I don't think the stuff you put out is like nothing, or like
I know. No, I'm talking about the visuals.
That's what I'm talking about too. Like as far as the visuals you put out, I think it has cohesion in the world that you already like.
Yeah, but see, like, I want to show like the other side of what I'm living. Like, you know what I mean? Like, let's really like show both sides of what foot in and what foot out really look like. Like, what the nigga trying to get away from the hood, but they really just pulling you in. Like, you get what I'm saying? Like,
that takes a level of awareness to, like, even see and, like, wrap
like,
up.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, one foot in, one foot out. It's like, I'm really 2 foot out. I really, like, fuck the game. You get what I'm saying? But my whole life come from the streets, so it's just like you get sucked back in on accident sometimes, and it's like certain events occur where you have to, but you gotta, like, in order to succeed, you just gotta ignore that shit.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. I just ignore it and just work on this and craft on this and my music, and being a better interviewer, podcaster, parent. You know what I mean?
Whole nine. You're just making yourself a better person.
Yeah.
But like, you know, when like I'm like a big believer in like everybody learns the same lessons just at different times. So like you being on that, like I know this is completely different, but like as far as like family, like for example, like you from the streets, like for me, it's like my family will sometimes like it'll feel like they pulling me down because like they worried about so much other shit, but I'm worried about like trying to elevate this whole platform of us like that we got going on. Like I'm working on that.
Yeah.
So it's like that pulling down is like. It's what's
and
going.
They think that you're working for the wrong reasons.
Exactly,
like they tell you, like, what the fuck are you doing? It's like, all right, but then when the day come where I tell you I told you so, you'll be mad if I told you fuck you too at the same time. Like, you know what? Fuck you. You didn't believe in this shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I go through that. Well, my family, like, they root for me, half of them, and half of them didn't believe in this shit when it first started. And you know what I mean? To where I'm at now, I just be like, hey. Yeah, I mean, keep on doing your thing.
That'd be the biggest problem. Yeah,
they were talking about you at work today.
Fire. Exactly.
Yeah, you know I mean, keep it short. Yeah, nigga.
It's hard, especially like with your family, because like they're the people closest to you, so you take what they say like the heaviest. Like they like when they say something, it could even be like they're not even saying it in a way to fuck with you, but like. It fuck with you sometimes just because
it's your family.
Yeah.
And it's like you put them first before anything.
Yeah.
So it's like you value what comes out their mouth to a point to where you just got to say fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So like in the future, what you got going on? What you want the world to know about Perry, Burberry, Perry, Get Perry? You know what I mean?
Well, look out for me in the future as far as like 2024. First quarter, I'm definitely dropping something fire. I'm having I don't want to give out too much, but I'm creating a world. I'm building something that like people going to want to come like fuck with like
for
sure.
Yeah.
I think that's actually what the job of an artist is to do. Like a lot of people think like oh, I'm a rapper, I'm supposed to make music, but like you got to remember like a rapper is just a subcategory of being an artist, right? What is an artist's original job? An artist's original job is to build out a world for themselves and allow other people to come live in it.
Yeah.
And like, that's why you like listen to songs and they're like, it got you somewhere. Like it puts you in a place. You
know what
I'm
saying?
So I think it's like really building out that world that they live in. I'm building out something fire, I think, for next year. And I can't wait for people to like, even see what's going on or like ingest it or take it in. Cause I think it's going to be fire. If a lot of folks going to want to tap in as far as what I'm building for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And as far as, the coins and Josan moving forward, like the future, how do people even obtain the coin and why is this coin even like sufficient to every day? Like why the fuck is it even, a reason of me getting this coin? Like, what's the purpose of the Josan coin?
Well, the purpose of the coin is to act as a fiat currency for Josan. Now, the reason for somebody to want to get in or be a part of it, I would say first is the community. Like, it's not a lot of communities of people that you are seeing that are going to help each other, not just like business-wise, but also be like, yo, what are you in? Like, what are you into? Like, which direction are you going in? Like, so I would first and foremost join because of that. And it's a lot of like-minded individuals that are moving in a direction. That's what I like a lot about like certain, like, what do you call them? Like certain, groups or like not even groups, certain collectives, like they know what direction they moving in.
Yeah.
And like, there's no stagnation, like there's no stopping for it.
Yeah.
And that's why I first and foremost would join Josan. As far as like other things, if you are a person who got nonstop ideas in your mind and a lot of the things that's stopping you from fulfilling these ideas is monetary problems or like I'm trying to figure out what market I need to tap into or like what kind of people or like this and that. like Joseon has like a ministry of patronage. So you register your business, you send in stuff to the ministry, and they'll decide like, yo, we can allocate some coins to you. Like you can like start working on this. Like yeah. you don't need to like wait on nobody. Like yeah. you can start working on this now.
Yeah.
And as far as like building, like if you have a real hunger for wanting to build something, and you feel like it can go beyond, but you don't have the people or you don't have the know-how as far as that, you can like come to Joseon and like it's not DIY, but it's a helpful community of people.
Yeah.
Like that's really there yeah. helping each other out and trying to figure out what's yeah. going on.
So if you had a business and you had a dream and you think your dream is really worth it, you can go to the Ministry of Joseon and pitch it.
Yes.
And they might actually
allocate coins to you and you could figure out what to do from there. And like, even like, if you need like little help with like, oh, I don't know which direction to move in. I see this here. You like, we got Joseon Discord, Joseon group chat on Telegram, like whatever. It's hundreds of thousands of people in some of them. And like people are just talking about like the things that they're doing and like what direction they're like, oh, can somebody chime in? Let me hear what you hear about this idea. Like, it's cool. Like there's an actual wanting to move forward. Like, you know how you hang around your homies and it's like not to say that your homies might be lazy or something, but like maybe they're not
on the same level.
Yeah, not the frequency. On the same level, just as passionate about something.
That's what I'm saying. The yeah. frequencies are, yeah, are exactly. different. Like, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, not on the same level, but like the level of frequency. Like you're not feeling this yeah. how I'm feeling this.
Yeah,
let me tap in
exactly.
with some people that might be feeling the same way that I'm feeling
yeah.
about the situation, because this is not your world.
Exactly.
And this is
exactly.
a place where there's
exactly.
multiple worlds going on.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you find the Telegram or the Discord? Like, do you have an Instagram for Joseon?
Yeah, the Instagram is at Joseon_Empire. There's also a Twitter. It's the same Twitter. But the best place to even find out, like, most of the information as far as, like, the treaties, I would just go to Joseon.com
yeah.
and just, like, look over the website, look over the white paper, see what, like, is going on. Look at some of the people who are involved and like be like, ah, oh, okay.
Yeah,
Let me see what's going on.
Definitely need to tap in. We don't want to give you too much game
yeah,
and like
yeah.
just, oh, tap in for this reason, but definitely do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
Tap into Joseon Empire, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's been another one at No Jumper with the good Perry, man.
Yes, sir.
It's the Brick. Donnie, get us up out of here.
Ha.